How you doing?
Pretty good, Mr. President. How are you feeling?
Fine, wonderful. Got a nice sunshine. Best weather. I wish you were here.
Well, I would certainly enjoy it, but we got right pretty well here, but I'd much rather be over there.
Well, why don't you come?
Well, Mr. President, I've got 16 speeches in the next 2 weeks.
Good God Almighty, you sound like you're running for president.
No, sir, I don't want to take on the champ. Any man can win by 16 million votes. He's my president.
Herman Talmadge told me I'd have won by more if I hadn't come to Georgia.
Well, frankly, I don't think you helped yourself any over here.
That's what he said.
It just got him stirred up. It's all right. It worked out. I don't know that anybody could have changed it greatly.
I don't believe you could change the situation much.
Over here, because they've just got a mat on, and they had to get it out of the system. And from their standpoint, of course, they had some cause to be mad.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But they're all behind the president now, and they'll be back in there solid Democratic in 1968.
Well, they're good folks, and we gotta expect some of these things, you know. Can't have everything.
Well, it was certainly a great victory. I figured you would carry really more states than you did. I honestly thought you'd carry Georgia by about 10 or 20,000.
Poll never would give it to us, Dick. The last one we had made had 45, 41, 14 undecided.
I just thought that when he got in the box there, though, that they sure had the habit of voting Democratic, that they would. I thought it would go by 10 to 20,000 up to the very last.
The polls were remarkably on the nose in nearly every state in the Union, and where they weren't, the benefit was in our favor. Except he pretty well got the undecided. And it looks in retrospect that anybody that told you that's undecided either resolved it in his favor or was kind of didn't want to tell you. But you'd be surprised, just state after state. Hawaii, for instance, gave me 78 in the poll all the way through, and I got exactly 78.
Well, I was just looking over this congressional fortly here, and I've just been marveling at these majorities that you piled up there in the east, in Maine and Vermont and New Hampshire. You ran ahead of Muskie. You was telling me one day that Muskie was the strongest man was there in Maine. Well, you ran way ahead of Muskie in Maine.
They had the highest poll on Muskie that they had ever had in the history of the poll at that time. He ran 87, but you ran that in Georgia.
I did.
Yeah, you ran 87 in Georgia.
Well, I noticed you ran way ahead of Muskie. When they got the votes in.
I remember, I believe Talmadge ran 82, and the governor ran 50.
Well, it was a tremendous victory. It was a tremendous victory, and we all got to get together now and get this thing straighten out. You've got the majority to get anything you want. All you got to do is just keep your good judgment and your head on your shoulders.
Well, that's what's important. That's awfully important.
You'll go down into history as a...
What are we going to do about Vietnam?
I wish we could figure some way to get out of there, Mr. President. I think if we get in there and get messing around with those Chinese, we could be in there for the next 10 years, but I don't know how we can get out. I told John McCone he ought to get somebody to run that country to order side of that. They didn't want us in there. We were just impeding the cause of liberation, and that we ought to get out. And then therefore, we could get out with good grace. But he didn't take me very seriously. Done a whole lot better than putting in this con and all that crap. But that is the worst problem you've got right now. Unless we get drawn into some trouble down there in the Congo, which I hope and pray to God we don't.
I've got a lot of problem with my attorney general I got to decide on next day or two.
Yes, sir. That is a problem. That is a problem. But you can get a good man. There are plenty of good men running around for attorney general. It's more a question of who you want to work with and depend on anything else. Plenty qualified men. But it's a position where you want to suit at ease at all times and talking to whoever's there. Because you'll have some very intimate matters to discuss with him from time to time. You got a half dozen good men to put in there, and one of them be all right.
Some of them are talking to urgent work. Some of them are urging the present man. Nobody urging the other two, but one of them tells me he's not available, and I haven't talked to the other one about it. There's two I talked to you about, Abe and Clark, but Abe says that he doesn't want it, and that he just got too much, and it'd be a health problem for him and break him down. He just doesn't want to fight with all the problems he knows he's going to have. He urges very strongly Clark. I've never talked to Clark about it. Some of the boys, Mac Bunny, some of them think that the liberal press would jump all over me and say I just put a political fixer in, and Clifford. I've never regarded him that way. He represents some of the biggest companies in America and some of the ablest, and people like DuPont and the top men, the banks. He's a progressive, but he's not a extremist, and he's always advocated liberal things. He did represent Bob Kerr, and they might antagonize some of that fringe that's always after him. On the other hand, he had the best judgment of anybody I talked to in the campaign. I talked to him on political matters very much like I talked to you on diplomatic military matters. Foreign policy, and he has awfully good judgment, very frank, candid all the time, doesn't agree with you. He says so, but he says so in a courteous way. You don't find any irritations about it. Boy, it's in there, he's doing fine, does anything I want him to do, but...
He's not a bad fella, but he just... I don't think he's the type you're going to want in there over the next 4 years. He's a good man. I've got you back as a good lawyer, and he's a pretty good operator. I wouldn't worry too much about the criticism, because you're going to be criticized whoever you appoint. But saying down here in Georgia, you're in the Jaybird seat now, and you're riding high and wide and handsome.
I saw Bobby. I appreciated seeing him, giving him my love.
Yeah, he told me about his visit with you.
You going to bring Bobby and the governor and a television man from Augusta down to go hunting?
I'll bring him down there, yes, sir, and guarantee you won't have to dig as deeply as either one this week is after.
All right, when do you want to come? We'll just set up a date now. You just talk to him and let me know, because I want to get this thing set up, and we'll have little artillery practice.
Well, I want to be going to have Jack Glendy along to hold my hand and control me about the state of Georgia's poor marksmanship.
He left me. Jack left me the day after the election. He's gone big shot on me. He went to California to go in the sun.
What's he doing?
Oh, he's just vacationing. He'd be back today.
Oh, I was thinking that'd be a real loss if Jack was leaving.
Yeah. Well, I suffered a big
deal. Well, I never did suffer any more than I did about poor old Walter Jenkins.
I'm still suffering, but I don't know what in the world.
You never got that, and somebody told me that. I said, that's a damn lie. I don't believe a word of it.
Well, I don't yet, but I don't know what you do about
it. It is on the ticker, and they showed me the ticker and all. And I've known that fella, and to me, he symbolizes loyalty and dedication. It was a personal thing to you, but of the loyalty and dedication. But it just knocked me flat.
No, it's the country. He's a great person. He's one of the finest humans I ever knew. I don't believe it yet.
Well, I never had anything stun me like that did.
Well, it's just awful. We had a lot of hills to get over the last few days.
Yeah, but you had the wagon rolling then. And that it would have taken something showing up to have...
I believe we won that election the first 90 days we served.
What's that?
I believe we won that election the first 90 days we served.
You did?
We came under with the budget and showed them we could act and pass the tax bill and called in business and don't think he could ever move them after that time.
No, you have to. I hope that some of your folks on that other line, you hear?
No.
All right. There's no question what you had to want all the way, but that was a pretty big majority. They had 15 million, you know, that's a hell of a lot of votes. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an awful lot of votes, 15 million is, and it was a tremendous victory.
Can you cut your defense budget a little this year?
Mr. President, Mike and Myra have been cutting that budget pretty hard for the last 2 years. Don't push him too hard. He's getting down pretty thin.
Has he got much of your stuff to close up?
How you mean?
Your bases?
They've closed two here in Georgia.
Well, has he got any more on this list?
Not. I haven't talked to him about it.
Well, he's coming this afternoon. He's got all the shipyards. He says a whole new slang of bases, and I just hate to see him walk in.
Well, it's going to be hell.
Because I know the first ones will be Texas to prove it, that I'm honest.
No.
They always do that. Hell, I'm convinced they closed two or three of them just to prove
it. Well, they closed two in Georgia just to show that they didn't give a damn about the Chairman of the Armed Services Committee.
But this shipyard thing is, it's mean.
But they've cut that budget pretty close, and unless you're just going to reduce the size of the forces, I don't see how we can cut it much more.
He thinks he can get another billion.
He does? Well?
He says he's doing real well on his cost-conscious practices.
He says he's
increased his competitive bidding up to, I think, about 40% now. And he says that competitive bidding really reduces the price.
He has reduced the expenditures. He's increased the efficiency of his buying. That's the way it's expressed. Tremendously, no question about that, but he must go ahead and increase his bid program even further, because there are plenty of electronic companies today. You don't have to negotiate with them, and plenty of reputable airplane manufacturers, and he's got spread a little further. But he's a great man, and he's doing a great job there. He's got one or two little blind spots, but I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't have one or two somewhere. Incidentally, I want to tell you, those two girls of yours did a perfectly fantastic job in that campaign.
Did you hear Lucy crying about losing Georgia?
No.
Well, she had 22 states, and she lost Georgia, was one of hers. And she said, I didn't think that could happen. I just didn't do what I did. What I did just wasn't right. I lost Georgia. And
well,
they got
to just tell her if she'd have been on the thing she cared.
I'll tell her that Linda was happy, though. She had a bunch of hers. She had Hawaii, and she had New York, and she had some of the others. But poor Lady Bird and Lucy,
those were pretty soft ones, though, Linda had.
Lady Bird and Lucy,
they invaded the Black Belt. That is sort of rough going.
Well, I was rather surprised we carried Florida and Virginia.
No, at the time Florida's whipped back. They've been out three times. And it is about time for them to come back and go over to talk about Social Security. Well, of course, the biggest thing that killed him most places, and I thought it was going to kill him in Georgia, was that atomic bomb business.
Yeah.
He never did back up on that. He tried to back up on the Social Security.
He had Margaret Smith, though, speaking all day long, every day on television. They just cut these little 2 or 3 minute spots, and she'd get those glasses on, and the last 3 days I saw her every day, riding in the afternoon in my plane, and they were just pouring it to him. She was showing what a great friend he was, what a champion he was, really, of Social Security. And this voluntary stuff is just being missed.
Oh, you mean Margaret Chase Smith?
Yeah, and I didn't think she'd do that.
Well, I talked to her one night, and she was telling me that she would win by the greatest majority any man ever had. And I said, well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And she said, he's going to carry Maine. I said, well, I don't know whether he carry Maine or not, but he's going to certainly win by the biggest majority any man ever did. Well, I thought...
She stayed on television. They evidently got her for some panel program, and then they cut the tape from what she said, and they just repeated it. They just saturated it the last 2 days, 3 days, last 3 days on Social Security. And she was a woman that knew, and she was a woman that...